I'm here with Doug Burns, coach of the Pocahontas County Warriors. Doug, can you give me an overview of how you see the team this year?
I'm very excited. I can't believe we're upon another football season. This is a good group of guys. We lost several players from last year's team. On offense, I think we're only returning two starters from last season. Defensively, we're probably returning only about four or five starters. So we got a lot of holes to fill. A lot of positions to get younger guys into this year. But I'm extremely excited. This team is really fun to be around, fun to coach. They really have worked hard all off season. It's a big group of juniors this year. So I'm very excited about not only this season, but next season too. Just a real strong class. I think we have 14 juniors this year. Some of those guys got some experience last year. The majority of them are stepping into starting roles this year, so it's going to be fun to see how they transition to that starting position on Friday nights. So I like the way they've worked hard this year in the weight room and, of course, through the first few weeks of August. It's a good group of guys.
Do you see this as a rebuild year?
I don't call it a rebuild year because these guys have really worked hard. We've got a real good nucleus. We've only got four seniors, but those seniors are really going to be players we lean on. We got Cage Burdett coming back this year. He set out last year. He's a dynamic athlete. He can do a lot of things on both sides of football. He'll be one of our receivers on offense, and there could be some situations later on where he's playing running back or even maybe quarterback some. So he gives us a little bit of that explosiveness that we didn't have last year. Frankie Burgess is another young man who's really come on. Of course, Frankie, he's really started for us 3 years on the defensive side, and he started last year as one of our receivers. He's added some weight this year. He looks really good so far. I'm expecting some big things from him. We've got Tucker McGee back. Tucker started on the defensive side for us last year, played quite a few snaps on offense and special teams, so he's gained some weight this offseason. He looks really good so far in camp. So really excited to see how those guys do. That's something we haven't had as much in the last few years. You know, those bigger, tall, explosive receivers on the outside, and that helps us become more balanced as an offensive attack, so that should open up some running lanes too. And we'll have Evan Hamrick starting tailback. Evan has really worked hard in the weight room in the offseason. He's more of the power back. He's going to do a lot of inside-the-tackles type running. And probably you'll see Frankie Burgess at running back also at different times because Frankie gives us a little more speed, a little more elusiveness in the open field. And then up front, we got Austin Morgan back. He suffered a knee injury last year, missed about half the season. But he started for us as a freshman, and he is really an exceptional player, both sides on the offensive line and defensive line. We graduated four of our five offensive linemen, and of course those guys played D-line too. So there's some new guys stepping in. Nathan Boylan, he's a junior. He'll be our starting center. Ryan Roy, he and Austin will be the guards. Ryan will also play linebacker on defense. And then tackles will be Logan Weimer starting and also Trevez Lewis. All those guys, like I said, they've been doing really well in August. And so, you know, I think we're formidable up front. I think those guys can handle it. The strength of the team, I think, is depth. It's something we don't always have at Pocahontas County. We have such a big junior class, 14 guys, and those guys are upperclassmen now, so they're ready to play on Friday nights, and not everybody can start. I told those guys since August 2nd when we started, there's going to be guys that aren't starting, but they deserve every opportunity to be on the field, and they will be. I think that gives us something, like I said, we haven't had in the past, and a chance to rest guys, take a series off and put somebody else in and not lose a step. So that's the big thing for us this year. All in all, like I said, we got some holes to fill, a lot of new faces. I know they're up to the task and up to the challenge.
Okay, thank you very much.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.